Hi, my name is Pradeep Sondarajan, and I'm a tester from India. I test, coach, consult for a living. Having been doing lots of training in India, I also get to hear lots and lots of definitions of software testing. Well, if I ask you a question of how many definitions of software testing exist, what would be your answer? I would say, after having the experience that I'm going to share with you, that there seems to be about, if there are 30,000 testers here, there are about 28,000 definitions of software testing. Now, the first thing that I do in my class is to ask people to write down their definition of testing. Note that no one ever said, I personally don't have a definition of my own, and wrote down something, and I don't know where they got those ideas from. But they say they got it from their experience. Experience seems to be a good teacher for them, but I'm surprised about how there are so many different variations of what testing is. Now, some people, and as I've been listening to them for quite some time, I get to hear patterns of definitions. Some people start with saying, software testing is nothing but. And I say, hey, stop. What's your name? And my name is this. But why didn't you say nothing but this? Because that's what it really is, right? It gets some people to think. But rest, no. And then I move on to other people. And other people say, well, it's a job of improving quality. Well, what's quality? Quality is a bug-free product. Bug-free. So how do you know that the last release that you make and the last set of bugs you report and the last set of bugs that the developers say it was fixed, or really fixed? What if for every bug you reported, there are two new bugs introduced by the developer? And this gets some people to think, but rest, not yet. Now, recently, I also heard of a definition from a software tester, an experienced software tester, and he said it's a job of helping developers. Helping developers to do what? I don't know, but helping developers. And so I assumed it that tester was doing that for all the 8 years that he has been as a software tester. And so I asked him, but did any developer ask you for help? No, but it's our duty. Oh, it's our duty. Okay. So here is my new duty. I want to help you solve one of your personal problem. And that obvious response was, no, it's my problem. I can't share it with you. Well, but it's my duty. It's my duty to help you. That tester didn't get the message yet. And so he was talking about it. He was arguing about it. And then I helped them understand that inflicting help could be causing a problem rather than solving a problem. And other sets of ideas of testing seems to be, well, it's a process set by the company for us to follow. So different companies have different processes. Now, how many companies have you worked with? I've worked with 3. Now, how different have you been doing testing from that company to this company? Well, there are some different processes there, and there are some different processes here. Okay, why don't you list them? Well, in that company, you wrote test cases. In this company, you wrote test cases. In that company, you executed the test cases. In this company, you executed the test cases. In that company, you reported the number of the test case passed. And here, you reported the number of test case passed. So do you see a similarity between what you've been doing all this while? And the tester said, no, that's not the process. That's the rules of software testing. Oh, rules of software testing. Wow. It's like a game. You have rules to play. That seems to be very interesting to me as well. So there are so many such ideas about what software testing is. And as you might have known that even some of the leading experts, so-called leading experts, have their own ideas about what software testing is. In amongst these testers that I'm actually talking about 20 to 30% of them were certified testers. And it is interesting to note that they never set the definition of what the certification exam forced them to say for the sake of certification. So, although they are certified under some organization or category, they still seem to have their own ideas. So, does that mean that they are doing it for the sake of doing it? And you want to believe those people who did it for the sake of doing it as testers who can really test? I don't want to bring in the certification argument right now, but what I'm trying to say is there seems to be an idea embedded in everyone's brain. But the problem again is they haven't tested their own ideas and definition of software testing. So when I ask these questions to people in my class, they come back asking me, so what's your definition of software testing? Well, I say that I would be happy the day I have my own definition of software testing. But I seem to have tested a few definitions. And I, based on the evaluation that I did, two of the ideas about what software testing is seems to be pretty close or pretty good match to what I'm doing. And what's that? That's James Bach's definition of testing, which is, you know, testing is questioning a product in order to evaluate it. So I have argued with him about how do you think it's questioning? Am I? In some of the cases, I'm not questioning. Okay, so for which he offered me a challenge saying, can you show me a test that you did, or can you share with me a test that you did that was not a question you asked to the product? So I started to think about all the possible tests I did and gave him some examples of, you know, this is what the test I did, and I don't think this is a question that I asked to the product. So his argument was, well, then what is it? You were asking the product, how would you, when I or any other user offers you this kind of inputs at this time and at this kind of system state? And that made me thinking. And I've been thinking about it, and I think that suits pretty well. And also what I'm doing is I'm trying to evaluate the product. When I get the product, when I get the release for testing, no one else has evaluated it. So what am I doing next? But I'm doing a lot of other things other than just evaluating the product. So I found Dr. Kim Kaner's definition of software testing, which is about, it's a technical investigation done on behalf of stakeholders in order to provide with them with quality-related information. So what I try to analyze is, what is my manager doing with my test reports? What's my customer doing with my test reports? What's my customer's customer doing with my test reports? And I see that their decisions are based on quality of information that I'm providing them. And then I try to test this again. And I took an example. Arranged marriage is more popular in India than probably in other countries. Now, when an arranged marriage is supposed to happen, the boy's parents or the girl's parents collect or gather information about the boy or girl before taking a decision that they can go ahead and marry. So let's assume that I collect that I'm the tester there, and my job is to collect information and provide to the girl's parents about the boy. So I provided them an information like, okay, so his salary is 80,000 a month. So can they take a decision saying, oh yeah, it's good. So let me get my daughter married to him because he's earning a good salary. Can the decision go wrong? Oh yes, it can. Because what about his character? What about his lots of you know, other things. So what I do is I gather information about his salary, and I gather information about the company where he works, and I gather information about what I think his character is based on what I have seen. And can the decision go wrong still? Oh yeah, it can go wrong, because the marriages in India is not just about the boy and the girl, but it's about the boy's parents as well. So what if the boy is good, but the boy's parents are screwed up? The girl's life can be disastrous under such circumstances. So it means the information that I've provided is still not helping them to take a better decision. And so I bring in more parameters like, okay, what about the boy's friends? Because, you know, that's an influencing thing. A boy could be good, but if he's making friends with terrorists, oh my God, that's not what a situation that the girl's parents would want to be in. And so these kinds of information helps them take an informed decision, a better informed decision compared to having lesser information. The more information you have, the better decision you are likely to take. Now note that I'm saying likely to take, because there could be some cases where you've provided lots of information, but still their decision is biased and based on something else. But that's not our problem. If the girl's parents are taking a decision despite knowing that the boy is addicted to alcohol, because the girl's dad was addicted to alcohol and he wanted a company, well, it's not my problem. That could be a bias that he has, but my job is to provide them with information that can help them take a better informed decision. Now, what are testers doing today? And what are managers doing today? And what the customer is doing today? That's what they're trying to do. And what I've been observing these people here doing is they're spending their entire time trying to find out and fix functional problems. So what about the non-functional problems? Well, but it's an opportunity cost. If you are finding a functional problem, which means you're not finding a non-functional problem. And usually the non-functional things comes at a later stage, unless the customer asks, oh my God, this performance is so bad. Oh my God, the usability is so bad. The company usually doesn't want to think about it, or at least have some test cases for that in order to show coverage. Now, could that be the reason for some of the decisions going wrong? I can't conclude that, but I think that's what it is. Now, after having tested the definitions like this, I tend to subscribe to the ideas of what Jameson and Kim have said. Now, the question that I'm going to ask you is simple. What's your definition of software testing? And have you tested it? Write to me about what kind of tests you did and what your definition of software testing is at pradeep.srajan@gmail.com. It's pradeep.srajan@gmail.com. I appreciate the time that you have spent on this.